Monday Weiro, Rav Shlomo Weisbart.
Okay. Right. Let's make it. Yesterday, that was the halacha of a person who needs to carry some medicine with him when he's on the, because the chashash sakana chafoshes. That means he's allergic to certain things. He's had heart trouble, his diabetes, various things he's got with him, which might need him to carry with him something which is necessary in case chashash gets a panic attack. The shadow of whether one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Is one allowed to carry these things on Shabbos? Let's find where we are here. Right. So that was a shadow. Either stay at home or go out. So I'm asking more from any possible you say that it looks like a person's allowed to carry these things with him. So maybe the Chiddush actually, even though he's doing Hotzah, Rabbanon, he said there are two conditions to be able to do it. You have to carry it with a shinui. Well, four conditions we mentioned that he has to do. One is he's not going through a Sarabim. Number two, he has to be a Tzurich Mitzvah. He's going for a Mitzvah purpose, going to a Sheh or to Shul, to Davon. Number three, it has to be done with a shinui, under his hat, or in his shoes, or in his socks. And he can only carry what he needs. Also, you can't take a whole packet of tablets. You only take what's basic. That is what was allowed. That's what we said was allowed. That, we said, who are doing with this pen, this pack of pen, EpiPen, which a person needs. He's allergic to a bee sting. So he's not going to stay at home, he said. He's allowed to go to Kiddush. I must say, it's a very clear why it's allowed. But what we said yesterday was, the reason why we said yesterday it might be okay is because it's common abrius. You can't expect a person to stay at home on the Shabbos. Not to be able to go out. It's very, very difficult. It's a Kiddush. So because of that, maybe Chazal allowed a person to be able to go out in an abnormal way, doing a few rabbonos here, doing kalach hayad, rabbon, carrying the Torah mitzvah. It's got various things which allow him to do this, and therefore that was what he said is allowed. Especially Yezza actually disagreed the whole heter, and he says that the maestro is no heter, a person must stay at home. Actually, no heter for this. Yeah, which leads us on. We didn't finish it off yesterday actually, but there's other things that a person might have to carry. Let's just find what we have. Sorry, topic is. One other thing. The Aruch Hashulchan says this has to only apply if someone's regularly on this, yeah? Because for one Shabbos, a doc tells him that he's got to carry these tablets, so he's better to stay at home. If it's an ongoing thing, so it's a very big hardship for him to stay every Shabbos at home, so the Aruch Hashulchan says then we can allow him to go maybe. But if it's just for one Shabbos, a doc tells him this Shabbos stay at home, it's awkward, but it's not such a hardship. Then the Maisa, we tell him that he should stay open, that's what Aruch Hashulchan says.
So how
can you
stay at home?
Yeah, stay home, there's nothing you can do. You can't go to the minion, you have to stay at home before you can't go to the minion. That's what you have to do. What comes out from this actually, what's very interesting is the post can speak about the washer of someone who's a diabetic who has to carry an insulin pump with him. The same, it's very similar shayla actually, that's over here. He's carrying a pump with him, which Lamaisa is feeding into him the whole time, insulin. Or who are doing the shayla, people never who can't relieve themselves, probably have a catheter, whatever they'll be able to relieve themselves into, can they go with that on Shabbos? The shayla is actually not so simple. This complicated question is whether one can do it. Shlomo Zalman not so happy with the insulin pump because he says you want the insulin to come out. That's cool, you want to carry the thing, therefore that he's not happy with that. Yeah, well, that's to ask a raw. These sort of shayla one has to ask a raw for, and therefore that's what one should do. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday. So generally speaking, we said that most poskim seem to hold that a person is not mechuyav to be tied in on Shabbos. But again, I said it's only for necessary for a Dvar Mitzvah. A person can't just go to visit a friend that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. That you shouldn't use his heter for. It's only the poskim seem to mention one can only use his heter if it's a Dvar Mitzvah purpose.
So Kevin might be invited for a meal. Like a meal on Shabbos is a Dvar Mitzvah.
So you have to know, if he's got nothing to eat at home, or he's very lonely at home, then maybe that's called Dvar Mitzvah. But stop, he's just socialising.
Same thing, once he's on his own.
Yeah, if he's on his own and he's got children, the master wants to meet, that can understand the Bar Mitzvah. But someone who's just socialising, extra socialising, he's got, my Borshev's got things at home, he's got a family at home, and it's nice at home. But just to go extra bit than that I'm not so sure about. Okay, the other thing that's also very interesting now is the next thing, and that is talking about.
Sorry,
yeah.
Can you just remind me why we're allowed to wear glasses on Shabbos?
Glasses, that's a different thing, that's a malbush, that helps the body. That is helping God. It's a malach. This is a malach. This is not a guide. And also, this helps the body in a way that if you don't wear it, it's showing your eyes very often. So that's a positive benefit for the body. A hearing aid is a bit worse, actually.
If you have a pump or something like that, to keep his body stable, presumably he needs that as well.
Yeah, he's called a malbush, isn't it? It's called a malbush. Is that called a garment?
I think all my glasses are malbush.
Yeah, first of all, many people wear it. It comes, something which is normal for you to wear, it becomes like a malbush. Something which is normal for you to wear, and then something becomes like a malbush.
You said it's better to carry your tablets in the direction of
it. Yeah. So what are you saying? Well, it's an insulin pump, isn't it?
I'm just trying to work out what the...
Well, actually, why is the insulin pump different? Why is the insulin pump different?
No, the glasses become part of yourself.
Yeah, that's the difference. The insulin doesn't become part of you. It doesn't become part of you. You carry it in your pockets. It doesn't become part of you.
Okay.
That's a good point. So that's what they say. It doesn't become stuck. It's not part of you. They're not sure. Glasses is part of the goof. It becomes part of the goof. It's on the goof. It becomes part of it. The hearing aid becomes part of the goof. But this insulin pump, the choy, is a bit worse. It's a bit worse than the choy. That's not become part of the goof. It's helping the goof, but it's not part of it. Mm-hmm. You can't really call it a malbush. Sorry? Right. Now, the other side about doing exercise on Shabbos. Right, this is also interesting here. Can a person do exercise on Shabbos? It's a Mishnah in Shabbos, called Mem Zayin. The Mishnah says a person mustn't exercise on Shabbos. The Rambam writes, very interesting, that a person mustn't tire himself out, get a sweat. It's interesting what the Issa is exactly. A person mustn't overexert himself on Shabbos. That's what exercise is talking about. It's brought to Shulchan Aruch over here. And Shin Kalches, I don't know if the Shin Kalches, seat man base, the Shulchan Aruch brings out a person mustn't do exercise on Shabbos, which is rigorous exercises on Shabbos. Now, it looks like the Machlokes in the Poskim over here, what exactly that includes. In many Poskim understand, as you see, Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah seems to understand from the Rabbah, and the Issa is because you're inducing a sweat, which is a tirch yisayim. That's why you shouldn't be doing it. Sorry? Oh, one more minute. So let's see. So here, Shin Kalches, Sif Mem Beis. Shin Kalches, Sif Mem Beis. Engis Ablin, you mustn't do exercise. How should you do this? Good, but Koya, Kadeshi, Yigal, Yazia. What's he say over here? He Bechal Rufur. It's included in Rufur, actually, is what he says. So he says that since sometimes you bring sweat onto a cholik from medicine, this is also also. That's why it's called like a medicine what you're doing. So that's why it's also. It should come out according to this ending, which is not vigorous. Any exercise which is not vigorous, lechora, is lechora not included in that. Lechora, that's what's come out. That's what some possible actually say that over here.
It's not moved in
lechora. I'm not sure why Chazal asked it actually. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. The Mishnah Berurah is like a shalosh refuah. Exercise is like a shalosh refuah. You're working up a sweat, and that is apparently a branch of refuah. That's actually why.
You'd be allowed though, to stack up all these chairs and Shabbos, even if you sweat.
Yeah, but there you're doing it for a reason, not for exercises. Exercises is a thing that a person does for refuah. Stacking up chairs, the person does normally. He's not doing it for refuah at all.
They don't do it for refuah. They do it to stay healthy.
To stay healthy, yeah, absolutely. No, it could be also better. The man's healthy now, as he is. He's a healthy person, as he is. Right, fine. He's really healthy now. So, some people say, eventually, actually, that if this illness could be sorted out with medicines, then even exercise you can't do. The Moshe, I'll give an example, as some possums say, rheumatism is, for example, they can massage some cream into the body, which is refuah. So that is lechayra, just a massage without any medicine. Some possible hold that's also a problem.
Cream,
no, so cream is a refuah, because what happens is, I mean, you've got a problem with malaria as well, but besides that, it's the body is going into the body, the body is taking refuah. So the maaser, some possible hold that, if someone's got rheumatism, for example, he can't have a massage, because that is very similar to refuah. There are ways of having a refuah done with a medicine. And therefore, even though you're not using a medicine, you're just using a massage, that is a problem. That's interesting. That's not possible to say that as well. That's generally what the possible say. However, if there's nothing to do with medicine, let's say, for example, physio, a person, let's say, dislocated his arm or something, right? And he's got to do certain exercises to get his hand back into, what do you call it, into the working function. That's what physio does, really. But he was just telling me now last week how it works. And I said, why is that? It really kind of goes, actually. When a person damages some part of his body, let's say his left hand, so what happens is it's painful to move that left hand. So a message goes to the brain that left side shouldn't be used, rather supplemented with the right. So now the right side is working, but the left hand doesn't work. So the physio, what it tries to do is to get the system back to working again. It tries to get the system, ancient how it works actually, it gets the system back to working. It means you train the left hand side to start working again. Now that, the chore, there's no medicine for that at all. There's no medicine at all for that. So therefore the chore is actually must do on Shabbos. Again, if it's vigorous, which is going to make a person tired, back to the problem. So I'm just talking now.
Yeah, but it's still medicine, but it's still for the foot, though.
Yeah, but Chazal didn't mean the Gezeirah Refuah.
Why can't you exercise? You're not medicine for exercise.
Yeah, but that's because you're making a sweat. That's another Issa. Right. Another Issa. But interesting, someone just told me today, he went for physiotherapy. In the middle, the physio said to him, can I have a drink now? Now obviously, he was working up, he was getting obviously very tired. That could be worse then. So if the physio is very tricky, very demanding on a person, and it makes them tired, then in a chanami, maybe that's like a problem. But generally speaking, just normal physio, you're just doing, you're lifting up things up and down, not making yourself tired, just training yourself to use your hands or whatever it is, that the chor is actually mutter to do on Shabbos. Right. Yeah, the chor is actually mutter. Strengthening part of the warring of the mutter. But what Chaim will say over here, Chazal say though, even though these things are mutter, I've written down a raised thing over here, it's only mutter if there's a bit of a pain, that the person's got tzorich to do on Shabbos. Someone wants to bodybuild on Shabbos. He wants to go to the gym to bodybuild. He's perfectly healthy. He wants to lift weights up the Moshe to be able to strengthen his body. That's not really an issue what he's doing, you might say. Yeah? But Chazal don't want that. Chazal don't like this sort of thing being done on Shabbos. So bodybuilding, strengthening muscles like that, a person should not be doing generally on Shabbos. Unless the Maaseh, of course, got a bit of a pain and he needs to rectify the pain, he needs to get the body back into the swing of things. And it's not vigorous that a person could do that on Shabbos. That's what comes out.
So, why is the first thing that you said forbidden?
What's the first thing?
Do bodybuilding or.
It's Chazal. It's satiric. I don't know what it is. I don't know why Chazal asked it. It didn't like it. I think it was the spirit of Shabbos, it looks like. Could be open the chayim or something. It didn't like it in the spirit of Shabbos. There's no real issue what a person's doing. He's going to lift up weights and things. It's not really awesome. But he says a doch of a shaman, it's not what Chazal wanted. Chazal didn't want
to. People go for a walk on Shabbos.
Walk is a natural thing, I think that's called that. That's a help. That's
not people walk fast for exercise. I'm not deliberately, I'm now going for my daily walk because.
But a lot of normal people do. That's like their dream. A lot of healthy people walk fast. Now, anything where we said before in our office or before, anything which healthy people do. No, if someone's doing something which advice the healthy people do, the advice I don't listen to this. Body of exercise, even though he's doing exercise, but the mass a lot of people do it. It's a normal thing for people to do. I think that's Takamoto, I think, as far as I know.
No, on Shabbos, we don't see many people doing
that. What, walking fast?
Deliberately
for a walk. No, he's right, Taka, the mass says you shouldn't walk fast on Shabbos. No. Especially on Shabbos, put one shouldn't walk fast on this. It's about mitzvah. The person's got to catch a shoe, the moshel's got to catch a minion, the moshel. Then the Dvar mitzvah, you're allowed. But generally speaking, you're quite right, you shouldn't be walking fast on Shabbos. Not really the ideal thing to be doing. Also, anything which doesn't do medicine, and we spoke about this also a long time ago, about the moshel. Someone told me his daughter fell over yesterday, and she knocked her head, she had a big swelling on her head. So what they do normally is they have a compressor, or whatever, they put like a spoon or something on there. Again, that's nothing to do with before on Shabbos. There's no medicine for this. There's no substitute for this at all in medicine. So there's no issue of refuah to squash, push down the swelling in order to make it go down. There's no issue at all. I mean, in this particular case, that's I said something what happened actually. So it was an extra sword, you told me, went straight to the doctor. I mean, that's like a chash sakana. Someone fell over, they knocked themselves against the wall, and they had a big bump on the head. Yeah. So there, the chori, that's poshut. So it's a shayla sakana, it's a poshut. You don't know what's going on. So there, in our case, what you'll be allowed to do is you'll be allowed to go straight to hospital, wherever it's such a case, yeah? It's a constant washes. But now, once you've been to the doctor, he said to me, they went to the doctor says nothing. So he did a test, the doctor examined everything, there's nothing, there's no constant washes whatsoever. But there's a big swelling. So now the shayla is, can you reduce that swelling? Then you can do to reduce that swelling. So to put frozen peas on, what they say, or to put the back of a spoon on or something, to press it down, that's all allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's not an issa. Yeah, that's all things which are not to do with medicine, isn't that? There's no, the whole Gezeirah of Chazal was for this reason that a person might grind up medicine. If that item you're doing can't really, it's not associated with medicine, there's no medicine for it. Say it's swelling, there's nothing you can do, you can't stop it. There's no medicine for swelling, as far as I know. I mean, inflammation is just something you can take tablets for, but a swelling on the head, a bump on the head, that person's got not much to do with that. Sorry? Yeah, so that bechora is what you put it. That was also interesting there about the thing. So generally speaking, the apostle will make it like this with this, I'm saying, with the general run of the mill of these things that a person's allowed to do. Or horse I throw over here, someone's muscles have slowed down because they've been immobilized for a long time. They haven't been used. He's been lying in bed for a long time, I'm not sure, right? So he hasn't, his legs not been working. So now he wants to train himself to walk. Same thing. There's no medicine for this reason. There's nothing you can do. This is a practical way of just getting the body used back to walking again. That's not this over for shots. That's that one. vitamin tablets, we spoke about a while ago about vitamin tablets. That's a bit of a question, what vitamin tablets are, caffeine tablets. That's always been interesting question, what that is. Is that called a refuah or not?
Sorry? It's become very normal.
It's become very normal, it's true. But the mice are, but someone's taking a caffeine tablet, let's say, they want to stay awake. So, it can't really call that a refuah. I don't know if it's really called a medicine. Vitamin tablets was a big question also. Vitamin tablets now has gone down a lot. I'm not sure everyone takes it. It used to be in my time when I was in school, it was a bit crazy in the time, that everyone went for vitamin tablets. So you could say Green were taking it. Now, they all do in America, it's true. I asked the pharmacist not so long ago, actually, well, that was a while ago. I said, who comes in for vitamin tablets normally? He said, Derek Clark, he said to me, the people coming for vitamin tablets are people who are low. There's something wrong with them. Who are low. They've got a low, their immune system is low. They've got something which is not right. So they come to boost themselves up. So that is l'chayra refuah. That is worse. Sorry? So then if you take it every day, then you've got this head off something which is like a course, but you don't need to take it really. It's not really necessary to take. I'm saying, it's not the same as antibiotics. L'chayra, I don't know if you've got the same head as antibiotics. I don't know if it works the same way as an antibiotic. A medicine that a person's got to take is necessary to take because I allowed it. Here, this vitamin tablet, l'chayra, a person can avoid taking it for one day. I know. These also sleeping tablets also very interesting, Shaila. Can I take sleeping tablets? Now that's an interesting question. Well, is that called a refuah?
But when Gezerah was to grind
up the tablets, make it. The Meisim, these are tablets you're taking. The sleeping tablets are tablets. They're proper tablets. So the Shaila is, can you take that on Shabbos? Someone just asked me this actually a while ago, this Shaila actually. He wants to take sleeping tablets on Shabbos. So he said to me, an interesting thing actually, he said to me, we don't take his sleeping tablets on Shabbos, he doesn't sleep at night, and the next day he's an Amish God, he can't concentrate properly, he's like a choyla. So that's really much better. If someone's like that, he's preventing himself becoming a choyla. To prevent someone becoming ill, allows you. Sorry?
That
eating
child
doesn't
have
a tablet. Yeah. What did that eating child?
If you're sick,
you feel a bit pained. Yeah, that's right. So before a person's ill, he's allowed to do this. So the chora, if a person's worried that if he doesn't take these tablets, he doesn't go to sleep, he's going to become very, very shvat, he's going to become ill, then the chora, you've got to take these tablets. That's the chora which we're allowed to take. Generally, someone doesn't need that so much. I mean, he wants to take this extra booster. I mean, on the mice, apparently a lot of people don't these sorts of tablets. Going to sleep. People don't sleep so well at night, so the moshe depends. If it's going to ruin his next day, he's not going to be functioning properly. It's going to make him weak. I mean, people need their sleep. If someone hasn't got their sleep, the moshe is going to make him weak. He's not going to function properly. Then one can call it maybe a choyla. And to prevent him becoming a choyla, then a choyla would be allowed to take these tablets. But someone's not on that level. I mean, it's an extra boost for him to be able to sleep well at night. He wants to get a straight run without waking up. But he does wake up sometimes at night and goes back to sleep. It's not ideal. He wants to be able to sleep the whole night without interruptions. It's nice, but I don't know if that's a head to be able to get a sleeping tablet in such a case, because he does sleep really. If a person can't sleep, it's going to disturb him, so he's tossing a turn at night, and the next day he's going to be cement because he hasn't slept, that's a different story. Then the chori, he's allowed to take it. But someone who's not in that matzah, he sleeps okay, he wakes up in the middle of the night, and it takes a bit of time to go out to sleep, he goes back to sleep. Such a case like the chori, that's not a head for him to take these sleeping tablets. So all these tablets, one has to realize what's doing. I'm saying staying up tablets, I'm not sure what that is. Is that these caffeine tablets? I mean, is that really a refuah? It's not really a refuah. Someone wants to stay awake. He doesn't want to fall asleep.
That's not a fool.
Perhaps it's not a fool that he wants to stay awake, the Chayyim. It's interesting what that is. What is Kaffee off to check out with him? The Chayyim,
that's like having a shot of coffee. Coffee.
Yeah, but that's a Derech Bri, and healthy people have that. That's butter.
So what's the difference between caffeine?
Because caffeine tablet, don't think most people are healthy habits. It's tablets. Someone who's not well, someone who wants to...
A caffeine tablet is to stay awake.
I'm saying, what's it for? Someone who's scared he's going to fall asleep.
Yeah, I would be scared. He wants to learn on
that. Is that what he's doing it for?
The effect is Derech Bri.
Yeah, you have to know. I have to check out. The Chayyim should be right. The Chayyim's not a reform. Okay, wait, so we're going to stop there. Please, sir. Yeah, that's fast. It's simple as the argument.